sang this song to me. There was a message in its melody, sweetest lyrics that I ever heard.
I'm Stephanie Wilson Coleman with the Champagne Connection, bringing you your sip of inspiration and champagne moment. Today is about forgiveness, entitled Pray for the Pig. Sonya Ray frequently says, if you do not feel undying love for everyone in your life, both past and present, then you have some work to do on yourself. Forgiveness is often a concept that is very difficult to grasp. As a matter of fact, it is more difficult to understand and consistently put into action than tithing. We have all encountered situations and people who grate our last nerve. We all have had friends and family betray us. We have all been looked over for a promotion we deserved or left all alone to solve problems we did not create. When Peter asked Jesus how often we must forgive, he answered, 70 times 7. 7 represents the time it takes to complete something, and 70 represents an endless number of times. If you are experiencing any type of blockage in your life, you have got some forgiving to do. It is a proven fact. Unforgiveness causes unfavorable physiological activity in your body. It is also guaranteed that you will recreate this situation and similar ones in your life. Spirit is so kind to us. It sends numerous opportunities to allow us to look at the problem at all possible angles. When we solve the problem within ourselves, we will no longer attract these situations. Remember, it is always us. It is never them. Harboring feelings of malcontent is the cement that will harden all unfavorable conditions in your life. Even when we maintain a high state of consciousness, our humanness will occasionally experience something that needs to be forgiven. Shortly after a breakup of my first marriage, I found myself unemployed and suffocating in debt. My dear friends of many years deserted me. I was left all alone in the dark, drowning in utter despair. Trying to work with my ex-husband to clear up this mess was not working. Somehow, he felt it was his duty to leave me financially ruined and emotionally destitute. After all, I needed to be taught a lesson, and lessons did I learn. I learned that if I was going to survive, I did not have time or luxury to rehearse what he did to me. Poor me stories only kept me locked in the past. The time you spend repeating the dreadful details needs to be used to determine the next step. The next thing I learned was to release all those friends who abandoned me. After all, they were probably unhappy themselves and needed to work on their own problems. What did we really have to talk about anyway? I was no longer interested, and he done me wrong. Learn to be still and listen to Spirit every step of the way, for Spirit is the source. Everybody and everything else are only channels for the universe to express its allness. Spirit is omnipotent and will supply new challenges when necessary. Next, I learned to dream. By shifting my focus away from the negative forces that seemed to be controlling my life to the desired outcome, I was able to see solutions that were previously buried under hopelessness. And finally, I learned to forgive. Once we stop labeling events as good or bad, we're able to successfully move through them. Forgiving allows you to release the true splendor of the universe. Your life will be blessed and your inner peace restored. Remaining single-minded and focused is the key to success. When you are filled with hate, envy, jealousy, and anything else that needs to be forgiven, you cannot hear the small, still voice of love. Remember, dream big, live the life you've imagined, and life is too short to drink cheap champagne.
Life's too short to drink cheap champagne, so I decided to buy me